All right, well, good evening, and welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, tonight we're at Psalm 110. Why don't we go ahead and we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your Word. We thank you for the rich blessing it is to read your Word, to get to hear about your King, promised long ago, and who now sits on his throne in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's go ahead and turn in our Bibles to Psalm 110. Psalm 110. This is a psalm of David. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power, in the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He shall execute kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the nations. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall execute the heads of many countries. He shall drink of the brook by the wayside. Therefore, he shall lift up the head. This is one of those amazing passages where Jesus actually talks about himself. He's talking to those who despise him and those who don't believe that he's the Christ, and he says to them, how does David say, my Lord, in Psalm 110? Notice what he says. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. How is someone greater than David when he's the king? Well, here he's saying it is. Jesus is this Lord. Jesus is the one who will execute justice. Jesus is the one to whom all the nations bow. What is this about? This is about the Messiah who would come. And Jesus points to himself and he's saying he was that Messiah. He is that Messiah. He is our King who reigns now upon his throne in heaven. And it is indeed Jesus Christ who the book of Hebrews says, verse 4, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Jesus is our priest and Jesus is our King now and forever. What are you called to do in response to this? You can have hope and you can have assurance that your King is in heaven, that your high priest is in heaven, that you can enter into God's presence because Jesus Christ dwells there forever as your priest, that Jesus is in heaven now as our King, and all the kings of the earth will bow down to him. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our King and our priest. We thank you that you bring us into your throne room, that you allow us entrance into your majestic beauty, and that you welcome us, those who should be your enemies, into your kingdom to dwell with you forever. We pray that you might fill our hearts with joy and awe at your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you. May you have a great night's sleep. I pray that you rest well as you go to bed and that you get to worship with God's people tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.